A family tradition out of reach? Home cooking. Think about it. By the time you shop and then bring stuff home, find the recipe, set out the ingredients, cook it all up, time it so everyone will be home when the food is ready, a home-cooked meal can seem like a complicated mission of the Navy SEALs.
2 minutes, you don't make it, you do it again!
Have you been tested this hard ever in your life?
Never.
Flour, whole wheat flour.
Winning here is a conscious decision.
Get those chicken breasts, I need those chicken breasts now!
You just proved to your bodies, through your mind...
Watch that lettuce!
...that you can push yourself further than you thought possible.
Go! Pickles, carrots!
Go get wet! Run!
Asparagus does not cook itself!
You sure you want to be here?
Yes, I do!
Are you absolutely sure?
I'm positive!
All right, we're exaggerating with that Lone Survivor soundtrack there, but is a home-cooked meal too much work for a busy, working, low-to-middle-income family?
Hi, this is Andrew from Honolulu, Hawaii. In our house, the term home-cooked no longer really means what it used to mean. We try to cook at home pretty much as often as possible, multiple times a week, but it's very rare that home-cooked means home-cooked. We are really just heating up pre-cooked foods that we bought at the store. It's nothing like when we were kids and mom would cook home-cooked meals. Oh, well.
Oh, well, Andrew, thanks so much for reaching out. Here's Samantha from Macon, Georgia. Once a week, if I'm lucky, she says. I live by myself and work 2 jobs, so it's hard to find time, especially time to shop for food and then cook it. How much of a challenge is this for all of us, whether our income is high or low? A team of sociologists at North Carolina State University studied hundreds of low and middle income families trying to cook meals from scratch and found they experienced significant stress, didn't save money, and faced impossible schedules juggling work and kids. Joining me now, Sarah Bowen, a researcher on the study, an associate professor of sociology at North Carolina State University. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thank you.
So we certainly made much of the drama of a home-cooked meal. What did you find in studying the many families that you looked at?
Well, we did find that the majority of the families that we interviewed were cooking most nights per week. On average, they were cooking 5 nights a week, and a lot of families were cooking more, either because they couldn't afford to eat out or because they felt it was important to be able to eat at home. But it was almost impossible for the poor families to enact this ideal of what an ideal home-cooked meal is for different reasons because of money and time and other obstacles. And for the middle-class families, they were spending a lot of time reading literature on the best foods and trading recipes and cooking these meals, but they were also... They felt stressed and frustrated about not living up to the ideal of the ideal home-cooked meal.
How did that stress express itself in your research?
Well, for the middle-class moms who were the ones that were, you know, they had read all of these messages that we need to cook at home and that's the way we're going to have healthy kids and healthy families by making everything from scratch. So they were really trying hard to do this, but most of them worked, and they often did have a partner at home to help them, but still everybody's getting home at 6, and they're scrambling to get dinner on the table while the kids run around. And all of the families we interviewed also did have young children, which I think is important. And so they felt conflicted between wanting to spend time with their kids and enjoy their families and wanting to make these meals, and it was just, it was difficult.
Did you think that for the sample group, in many cases, the ideal of a home-cooked meal was really outmoded, was maybe not worth its apparent value?
Well, I think for a lot of the moms that we talked to, you know, a lot of them talked about how they liked cooking in theory. They liked caring for their family in that way, and they liked being creative in the kitchen. But in the article, we talk about a lot of the things that got in the way of how that worked day in and day out. So it was worth it to them to cook for their families, but because of money and time and also the stress of pleasing others, multiple family members, and not everyone being home at the same time, this sometimes got in the way of what we think of when we think of what dinner at home should look like.
Sarah Bowen, I'm surprised that the dads weren't helping more in this day and age. It seems like moms are doing most of the work in your study.
In our study, the moms were doing the majority of the cooking work. There were a lot of families where the dads did help. But if you look at national time use studies, men do cook a lot more than they did in the 60s. But women still do more of the cooking work. So one of the things that we emphasize in our paper is that although men are an important part of this, women still do a lot of the cooking work. So sometimes when we tell people, you know, we need to cook more, that's what we need for healthy families, that burden can disproportionately be placed on women, even unintentionally.
It sounds like there is a lot of work that can be done to help families trying to accomplish this.
We think so. We think that sharing the work of cooking is part of it. And another part of it is addressing some of these broader inequalities that underlie this. So the poor families really it was very difficult for them to meet the ideal because they worked non-standard work schedules, because they had, they had to work two jobs to be able to stay afloat. And so part of making it possible for everyone to get these home-cooked meals involves dealing with things like wages and work schedules and food environments, making sure people have access to stores where they can shop that are relatively close by, so that everyone has the option of being able to enjoy food with their families.
What are you having for dinner tonight, Sarah?
I haven't thought that far ahead.
Well, here's wishing you and your family a stress-free home-cooked meal this evening.
Thank you.
Sarah Bone is Associate Professor of Sociology at North Carolina State University.